China.
Zodiac animals. Enter the Long. Why the Chinese dragon has been given a new name.
The year of the dragon, one of the 12 creatures in the Chinese zodiac, began on February 10th. But some Chinese state media have been calling it the year of the Long in their English reports. Long sounds like the Mandarin term for dragon. It's more appropriate, says the state-run Beijing Daily, because Western dragons are evil monsters, whereas Chinese ones are noble and benevolent. The latter are said to bring good luck. Dragons have a special place in Chinese culture. They were once the symbol of the emperor. Some Chinese people, including the country's supreme leader Xi Jinping, call themselves descendants of the dragon. But in both China and other countries, dragons come in all shapes and sizes. There are good dragons in Western mythology and culture. One is on the Welsh flag, for instance. Another, called Puff, made famous by the musical group Peter, Paul and Mary. Seems nice enough. Meanwhile, there are Chinese tales of Long who eat children and conjure up devastating floods. So the word dragon would seem a decent translation for Long. But China's state media have another reason to prefer the Mandarin term. They hope it'll make the country look more friendly. China's association with fearsome dragons has contributed to Western perceptions that it is a threat, writes Ding Gang, an editor at the People's Daily, the Communist Party's mouthpiece. If Westerners instead saw China as a friendly Long, they would not fear its rise, Mr. Ding argues. Never mind China's efforts to upend the liberal world order. China often tweaks language to make political points. In recent years, English editions of state media have increasingly replaced the word Tibet with Xinjiang, the Mandarin word for the region, to downplay its history of independence from the rest of China. Government officials have also started to use Mandarin words to refer to disputed territories that China claims in the South China Sea. Runai Reef, for example, which is also claimed by the Philippines, is now usually called Runai Zhou on the English version of the Chinese Foreign Ministry website. Zhou is Mandarin for reef. More than a few netizens have mocked the effort to rebrand the Chinese dragon as a friendly fire breather. Should China be known internationally as Zhongguo, the transliteration of its name in Mandarin, asked some. But the word Long could yet catch on, at least among English-speaking Chinese people. About two-thirds of respondents to a poll on Weibo, a Chinese social media platform, said they prefer it to the word dragon. Change the definition of words, wrote one commenter, and the world will slowly change.